It's coming up on 5:45 and 46 degrees. It's time for Monday, best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning to Jason Kantz.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right. Well, I know of how some of your weekend started on Saturday, breakfast at Randy's. How was the rest of it?
It was okay. It was Saturday night. We celebrated Grace's birthday. We put it off until the weekend, and so that was fun to get together.
I saw some of the food you ordered.
Southside Soul. Yeah, it was really good. It was the first time we had ordered Southside Soul, and I would definitely go again. The food was good. The people were really friendly. Yeah, good times. And then...
So you ordered it in, or did you go there?
We did order it in, yeah.
Okay. Are you the one who picked it up then?
Yeah, I went and picked it up. Yep.
So what are we talking? What kind of food?
So they advertise it as like Chicago-style food. So they have food like Polish sausage, Italian beef sandwiches. They have a Mexican street corn, which is a sweet corn with mayonnaise and Parmesan cheese and something else. Yeah, it's just a very different menu. Really, really good stuff. It's where Red Coal Barbecue used to be. So, I think it's great. It's I think we'll be hitting that place again.
Now, there's some of these locations that, you know, restaurants come in, they last a while, and then they close down. And so that's been one of those locations.
Yep.
So you're trying to give them a little boost here this morning.
I am, absolutely. I think they would be... they would benefit from the customers, and I think people who eat there would be blessed by eating the food as well because it's really good.
All right. So, well, let's see. I heard from our listening friend Bob over the weekend. We got several different Bobs. This is Bob in Eau Claire. Bob, who has blessed us with many a book, and he had expressed a question. He said, "What was the book you mentioned about love?" Yeah, it's called "Love Over Fear" by Dan White, Bob, and I did not email you back, so I'm at least dealing with it here on the radio. The subtitle is Facing Monsters, Befriending Enemies, and Healing Our Polarized World. So it's a... there you go.
Yeah, Dan White's a really good author. I would encourage most people to read him, I think. Wise and gentle and good stuff.
Here's the quote for that's promoting the book. It says, "The war between conservatives and progressives has split our world. We're aching for the path beyond snap judgments and the hate we feel towards each other. We are looking for the path to love." That's something you could have wrote.
I could aspire to write something like that. Right? Yeah. You know, I think there are certain authors that, you know, I wish I could write like they do. And you know, I think right now I'm reading through Chuck DeGroat's devotional again, and I'm like, he just really stirs me with his words.
So on a Mental Health Monday, I think that one of the things on my mind today is, and this is to try to do in 2 minutes is funny, but just like, what do we do with our past? And I'll go first. And I think because it does affect like your mental health, your spiritual health. And I think one of the, a lot of times people will just say, you know, just forget it, just leave it. And yet it seems to have such implication to our present. And I always lean back on something that Steve Arterburn said, and he's been on the radio, written a lot of books. But one of the things was he said, well, if your past, it doesn't matter how far back, if stuff that happened in your past is something that you still think about in your present, it's not just in your past. It's still in your present.
Yep.
And if that's the case, you need to deal with it. And I thought that was great.
You know, I would add to that, a lot of times things that happened in our past, we're not aware that they're showing up in the present, and yet they do. There's a really popular book called The Body Keeps the Score by Basil van der Kolk, and he talks about how a lot of those things that have happened to us historically show up through our bodies, and I think he's exactly right, and I think that's an important thing. You know, and I think to face our past, not with judgment, but with gentleness, I think is a really important thing to remember, because it's so easy to look at things that we've done or that have been done to us with judgment, and just to that daily reminder to look at those with compassion and gentleness instead.
Mm, good stuff. There you go. So we did it. We dealt with the. I think
we
that,
did it,
and it has implications for your mental and spiritual health, right? So,
for sure, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right, well, let's see. Both of our sons are off on a bus trip to the East Coast. So do you have any kind of itinerary for Ian?
I read Ian's itinerary yesterday and was quite jealous.
I know. Yeah, I hear you.
They get into New York City in on Tuesday. So
I want to bring your itinerary with you the rest of the week. Because, for instance, today, Michael and the three buses out of Eau Claire North, he's with the concert choir, and they're performing at the World War II Memorial this morning, and then it's off to the White House South Lawn, where the Eau Claire North band is going to perform at the, and then the North Band will perform at the Lincoln Memorial at 4. So that's a busy day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
All right. Well, we'll talk tomorrow. There we go. Jason Cans from jasoncans.com. On the talk and text line this morning, we did get this message that says, if you're doing birthday wishes today, please include Jen Reese. And we got that just about 6:20 or so. So, Jen, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah. A lot of celebrating for Jen today. So, I hope it's your best birthday yet, Jen. All right, our buddy Drew Fralick on the line from the great state of Michigan. Yeah, not only is he a stand-up comic, but that's his side gig. He's a pastor. He's a co-pastor. He and his wife co-pastoring a church there in Detroit, Michigan. Quite a fascinating character. Drew, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mark. How's it going?
Good. I was telling my daughter a little bit about this initial subject here. I said, yeah, Drew is exactly 20 years younger than me. We share the best birth date one could have on June the 12th. And so as I push toward 58, you're pushing toward 38. But how are you handling this aging process?
Yeah, so I was telling you over the weekend, you know, I got an old guy injury. I had this pain in my shoulder that radiated down to my elbow and up to my neck. And, you know, if you're listening to the program and you're a doctor, we have open lines. Feel free to call up and diagnose. But so I had this pain for like, you know, 4 months, and I was like, oh, it'll go away. And, well, it didn't go away. It got worse.
Huh.
So I went to go see the doctor, and you know how going and seeing the doctor is now. It's like the doctor's not available. You see the nurse practitioner or the PA or, you know, the cleaning lady will take a crack at it or whatever. And so she says, you know, you got to go to PT. And I said, am I going to need surgery? And she goes, well, I don't know. And I go, well, if I'm going to get surgery, I want Tommy John's. You know, I just straight up. I want Tommy John.
Tommy John surgery.
I want to be. I want to be able to tell people I'm on the IR. You know,
that's a certain type of surgery, which is Anyhow, a pitcher
it's
who got a surgery named
blow their arms out. You know, when the pitchers blow their arms, oh, they're going for Tommy John's. So I wanted to go for Tommy John's, but instead she sent me to PT. So and how I injured it. Right, wait for it. Opening a dresser drawer.
What happened?
I reached up to grab my shirt and something just popped or ripped, you know, and it's just so much pain now. So that's that's an old guy injury, right? If you're opening a dresser drawer. Yeah.
That's a work in progress there. So, well, I'm sorry you don't get the Tommy John surgery, but I mean, PT's okay.
Yeah, PT will work. My new PT, Mo, he's very nice, you know, so we'll see how it goes.
Well, hey, one other
thing
I want to
you could pray for me. There
you go. Yeah, for sure. Watch it with the dresser drawers, though, in the future, okay? But you also, you know, I came across this over the weekend. I shared it when I emceed at church yesterday. Like, when you and your wife are putting the church bulletin together, you got to be careful because you never know. And I tried to tell my kids, spelling does matter. And the way that you say things, for instance, these, and let's alternate through just a handful of these because I sent it on to you. The following appeared in church bulletins or were announced at church services. Somebody actually said, the sermon this morning, Jesus walks on the water. The sermon tonight, searching for Jesus. I mean, that just didn't seem right.
Well, I'm looking at the list right now, and I'm going to come up with one of my own real quick here,
okay.
too.
Okay.
at the end of church, I don't know if you guys sing this song at your church, but at the end of church, it seems like the worship leader always leads the song, We Are Hungry.
Mm.
You know that song?
Yeah, okay.
We are hungry.
Yeah, yeah.
We are hungry for more of you.
Yes.
But he kind of changes the words. You know, he's like, we're hungry. Wrap it up.
Yeah, right.
We've got a table at Red Lobster. So,
yeah,
I don't
know.
There I really like the one that said the low self-esteem support group will meet at 7 p.m. Please use the back door.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
Don't show your face. It's kind of mean. I'm sure that secretary got...
You got to be careful.
Laid off for that one, yeah.
Right. This one, I'll close with this one because it shows the importance of spelling. It said, potluck supper Sunday at 5 p.m., prayer and medication to follow. Yeah, not what they meant. Drew, thanks a lot. DrewFralick.com, learn more. And watch it with the dresser drawers as he heals from that injury. All right, Caleb, well, kind of a bummer result, but life goes on.
I know. That was just, Hooper and I especially were just rooting on the Badgers, but we just couldn't hit a shot yesterday.
It changed when they lost Chucky, didn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, I have to give a salute to Brad Davison again. Stayed in Madison for so long, came back for another year. He was playing out of position, pressed into service as the point guard. But, I mean, this Iowa State team, phenomenal defense. But the one player we had that absolutely matched that intensity throughout the game was Brad. I mean, he hit the floor so many times. I don't even want to think about how many aches, pains, and bruises he has. But he gave it his all. And you know what? At the beginning of the season, I didn't even think the Badgers were going to be able to make the NCAA tournament. To have a possible player of the year nationally and Johnny Davis to win the Big Ten, to make it within a whisker of the Sweet 16. Salute to the Badgers. They had a great year.
Our song showdown of CCM artists continues this morning, 7:15 to 7:45, and quite a matchup, actually. Stephen Curtis Chapman, certainly one of the more well-thought-of artists, and we've played so much of his music over many, many years. Jan and Colfax managing him, and Laura Story, then Marcy also from our listening area. So both of them. So Stephen Curtis is going to start us off. His song Dive is what Jan has chosen, followed by Laura Story, Blessings. These are two great songs.
I know. These are heavy hitters. You can vote again per person or per family at 715-396-1670. Text it in, 715-396-1670. Join the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. It's a private group on Facebook. For a bonus vote, search the WWIB Wake Up Show for a chance to get an extra vote there. Stephen Curtis Chapman and Dive, Laura Story and Blessings. Who wins and moves on to the second round? Song number one in this CCM Song Showdown here on a Monday morning on the WIB Wake Up Show. Voting goes until 7:45. That's Dive. Stephen Curtis Chapman nominated by Jan from Colfax, or Lower Wheeler, as she likes to say. And now Marcy from Bloomer. Song number two, Laura Story, Blessings. We've got early votes coming in on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group and the text line, Halvo.
Yeah, and these two were in concert together in Eau Claire at Zorn back in 2016.
That was such a great concert. Standing room only, over 3,000 of you in Zorn. That was phenomenal. And now we have to pit them against one another. It's very sad.
One of them moves on. One of them is done. You decide. 396-1670 or the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. Song two, Laura Story on WIB. Well, Stephen Curtis Chapman may have won a lot more Dove Awards than Laura Story, but he trails her big.
Yeah, I mean, again, you can vote two ways at 715-396-1670, and also you can vote on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. Search the WWIB Wake Up Show and search for the private Facebook group to get a bonus vote there. Family voting blocks, absolutely welcome. We've already seen some of them, but they've kind of been leaning over toward Laura. And, double-digit votes, to say the least, that Stephen Curtis is down right now. And it's a little surprising, not because Laura Story isn't a powerful player and what a wonderful song, but I just thought there'd be more of a groundswell of support for Stephen Curtis. There still could be 9.5 minutes left to vote, but Laura's up big right now.
Stephen needs some help. 396-1670 is down two on this side, and I think you've got a big and even more lopsided market.
Yeah, in the Facebook group. But again, that could change. 9.5 minutes left to vote, a little under that now. We expected this CCM Song Showdown to be a little closer than it turned out Laura Story. First song nominated was from Marcy from Bloomer. And again, your songs cannot be repeated, so you got to choose a strong one to start.
Right.
And Marcy chose a really strong one with Blessing. Stephen Curtis Chapman, Dive. That's by Jan from Lower Wheeler. And I really thought this one would be tight, but it wasn't.
You know, Blessings is just such a powerful song that connects with so many people in terms of facing trials. It was a journal entry Laura had. The last song in the album became the title of the album, so she moves on.
Yeah, and again, Laura's story moves on to the second round. So we say so long to Stephen Curtis Chapman, who I know is one of my favorites and yours as well, too. But we have no, and again, I love Laura. She's probably one of my favorite songwriters in all of contemporary Christian music. So there's no way I could have picked between these anyway. But you all picked, and Laura's story moves on.
All right, Make Us Laugh Monday, WWIV. I've got two jokes and a question, so I'm going to start off.
Hit me with it.
Yeah, first one, you know, the cable and internet repair guy stopped me as I walked down my driveway and asked me for the time. So I told him it's between 8 and 1.
I like that a lot. All right, I don't know that any of these are really weak or strong, but maybe they're kind of in the middle today. So let me try this one. What do you call a group of unscrupulous seafarers who only steal a single mountain climbing accessory?
What?
Pirates of the Caribbeaner.
Okay. you had me going about that a little bit. I tell you what, me in high school eat a Gordita Supreme and a dozen Krispy Kreme donuts at midnight and I lose 3 pounds. Me now, I go up a pant size every time I swallow my spit.
Well, I don't know if you heard about this, Havel. Breaking news for our news director. There's a new gang in town who are systematically shoplifting clothes in order of size.
No.
The police believe they're still at large.
Look out.
I've been off for a couple of weeks for Make Us Laugh Monday. This is great.
Yeah, yeah. And finally this morning, just a question. If Cinderella's shoe fits so perfectly, why did it fall off in the first place?
And my last one on a Make Us Laugh Monday here in the WIB Wake Up Show. You know what? Over the weekend, a guy tried to sell me a coffin, and I told him, that's the last thing I need.
Yeah.
Do what you can. 715-396-1670. It's not too hard to beat the bar and rise above what we have said here on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Well, the song showdown continues of CCM artists. Laura Story knocking off Stephen Curtis Chapman last hour. This time around, a heavy hitter, a highly seated casting crowns nominated by Keith, going against Micah Tyler.
Yeah, Walking Free is the song selected by Rachel from Rice Lake. So Keith versus Rachel, Casting Crowns versus Micah Tyler, Voice of Truth versus Walking Free. And as always, you can vote two ways. Bonus vote on the all-new WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. So search the WWIB Wake Up Show on Facebook to get a bonus vote there. But you can vote by text too, Halvo.
396-1670. That's 715-396-1670. Vote there. And then the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group.
You have until 8:45. Here's song number one. That's song number one in our CCM Song Showdown here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Voting goes until 8:45 for this matchup. Casting Crowns, Voice of Truth, nominated by Keith from Thorpe. Rachel from Rice Lake has this next song, Micah Tyler, Walking Free. Vote 715-396-1670, 396-1670. Family voting blocks are welcome. It's just on the honor system there. And you also can get a bonus vote in our all-new WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. Search the WWIB Wake Up Show. Find the private group. You can vote there. That's Corinne Hawthorne. How great. Voting closes. In fact, it closed 15 seconds ago between Micah Tyler, Walking Free from Rachel from Rice Lake, and Casting Crowns, Voice of Truth by Keith from Owen. And we do have a result. Yeah. It was tight for a while, but we've got a result.
Yeah, a runaway on Micah Tyler taking it to Casting Crowns by 31 votes, winning it. So again, we had Laura Story with the upset earlier. It's an upset Monday because Micah Tyler, who would have thought, beating a powerhouse like Casting Crowns?
It's just kind of following the theme of the men's basketball tournament, I guess. St. Peter's knocking off Kentucky. And
here's the fascinating thing, though, is that it sets up a family showdown in the next round. Between
I didn't mention this to Rachel.
Your sister, Rachel, and Micah Tyler against your dad, Steve, with Jason Gray.
And the thing is, Rachel loves Jason Gray as well. So it's going to be a house divided, at least in the Swenson household up in Rice Lake, Cameron area. Who's going to vote for what? Well, we're going to see if we can get our buddies, Caden and Cooper, at least one of them on the mic in
just
a moment.
They're lively.
Yes, they are absolutely ready to shoot for Hope and Hoops. But we need more of your pledges at 715 715- 316-1670 or wib.com/hope or 715-396-1670. The younger generation on spring break. Wow, that was almost a two-handed slam. That looked like NBA slam dunk contest. We'll get him on the mic right after this. It's 49 degrees and it's 849. We've got Kaden and Cooper Johnson on their spring break in. And I thank you guys so much because then I don't have any pressure of shooting today. And they are ready to shoot for Hope and Hoops. So they're going to shoot 10 shots, right, guys? So you're going to each shoot 5. So folks can keep that in mind if you want to pledge per shot made, per shot missed, or a flat amount. And we think that Kaden is going to be bold enough to come up and talk to us here on the radio. So, Kaden, I know your mom mentioned it earlier, but you want to tell everybody how old you are?
I'm 6.
You're 6 years old. And do you like being off school this week?
Yes.
And how excited are you to shoot for Hope and Hoops with your big brother?
Really excited.
Now, his name's Cooper. Did you know that I have a son named Cooper who's just a little bit older than you? Pretty cool, right? So, how many do you think that you are going to make out of 5 shots? How many are you going to make?
10.
Oh, there's all the confidence in the world. And how many is your big brother going to make? How many is Cooper going to make out of 5 shots? What do you think? 10. Okay, so you're both going to make 10 out of 5. And I'm sure fractions are coming up a little later on in school. But this is going to be fantastic to have both of you guys in to shoot for Hope and Hoops. And you listen to WWIB all the time, right?
Yeah.
So do you like WWIB? Do you even love WWIB?
Yes,
you do. And you're my buddy. And we want people to pledge for you as well, too, so that they can support this programs on the air that they can't pay to be able to be on the air. And so people support them. And so thank you for coming in to help. And we just want folks to pledge for you and for WIB Incorporated, right? Yes, we do. So they can pledge 715-396-1670, or if they have fast fingers, they can go to WWIB.com/hope. So we're going to play one more song. We want people to pledge for Kaden and Cooper Johnson. And of course, all your pledge is going to support 20 programs, everything from Adventures in Odyssey to Greg Laurie to Unshackled. Do you guys listen to Adventures in Odyssey on Saturdays at 6:15? Have you listened to that before? Maybe in the car? That's one you guys should check out. That's what I listen to. Maybe I'm just old, but that's one that I listened to all growing up when I was your age. And we used to have cassette tapes, and you guys probably do not know what those are, so we won't even go any further. But Kaden and Cooper Johnson are shooting for Hope and Hoops.
All right, who's going first, guys? Kaden. All right, Kaden. The younger fella. Kaden. First one is up and off the backboard and in. Nice
job.
Next one is 2 for 2 off the backboard. The bank is open. Bank 3 for 3 using that backboard.
He said he was going to make 10 out of 5.
With precision, he is just showing how it's done.
4 for 4.
He goes for perfection. He got it.
What a boy.
Kaden,
wow, and now
he just keeps going. He just cannot miss.
There's 7 in a row.
This is how you make 10 out of 5.
Wow, Kaden dunk one real quick.
9 in a row. Oh!
There's the dunk for the 10. He was not kidding.
Oh, and then there you go.
All right, so 5 out of 5 for Johnson Boy number 1 on their spring break. They're helping us raise money for WIB Incorporated. Cooper's next, 9 years old.
Off the backboard and in. The Johnson boys love the backboard. 2 for 2.